Imagine standing backstage at a Broadway audition, heart racing, dressed in an overpriced Van Halen t-shirt that feels completely wrong on your body. You're trying desperately to become someone you're not, heavy metal Jennifer, when suddenly you're asked about your Britney Spears impression. In that moment of authenticity, dropping the facade, and embracing your true self, everything changes. This pivotal experience transformed Jen Gottlieb's life and forms the heart of her message. Your greatest competitive advantage isn't perfection, it's authenticity. In today's overcrowded marketplace, where everyone seems to be curating a flawless image, being genuinely seen is revolutionary. The journey from hiding behind carefully constructed personas to embracing your real self isn't just about personal fulfillment. It's the foundation of meaningful connection, professional success, and lasting impact. Remember how freely you expressed yourself as a child? That uninhibited version, your real self, still exists beneath layers of conditioning and fear. Gottlieb lived behind a facade as the box of junk girl on VH1's That Metal Show, wearing pleather pants and false lashes while her personal life crumbled. Her social media portrayed perfection, but inside she felt hollow and inauthentic. The SEEN system offers a path back to authenticity. Sense, using sensory triggers to unlock authentic memories. Experience, by mentally revisiting that moment. Embody, by physically adopting your authentic posture. Navigate, with wonder walks where you make decisions as your authentic self. Self-doubt isn't unique, it's nearly universal. Even after her breakthrough, Gottlieb caught herself thinking she needed to face-tune photos or buy perfect outfits. But perfection is boring, unrelatable, and ultimately unachievable. Fear manifests in six ways. FOMO, seeing peers succeed and thinking, that should be me. Comparisonitis, measuring your beginning against someone else's middle. Analysis paralysis, overthinking decisions. Perfectionism, procrastination disguised as high standards. Imposter syndrome, feeling like a fraud despite evidence of competence. And disease to please, downplaying accomplishments for others' comfort. When fear gives you excuses to stay hidden, acknowledge it. I see you, I hear you, and I get it. You're trying to keep me safe, but you're getting in my way. Then put fear in the passenger seat. It can come along for the ride, but it can't touch the steering wheel. Despite her public speaking career, Gottlieb reveals she's deeply introverted. Through experiences with figure skating, family upheaval, and a 20-year eating disorder, she discovered confidence isn't innate. It's built through consistent action, especially when uncomfortable. Think of confidence as a bank account. Following through on self-promises makes deposits. Quitting makes withdrawals. The confidence continuum offers a six-step workout. Clarity, knowing your desired outcome. Community, supportive connections. Commitment, keeping promises to yourself. Creation, taking action. Consistency, repeating challenges. And celebration, acknowledging wins. The most liberating truth? You don't need 100% belief to start. Just 51%. This tiny edge begins the upward spiral. For immediate confidence boosts, try get camera ready, dress powerfully, turn up the tunes, play motivating music, channel your alter ego, or review your badass list of moments when you felt unstoppable. What if your future self, the version of you living with purpose, confidence, and ease, already exists? Gottlieb calls this You 2.0 and introduces a five-step creation process to manifest this reality. See it. Before sleep, Gottlieb vividly imagined performing on Broadway, feeling the costume, lights, and audience reactions. Our brains can't distinguish between vividly imagined and real experiences, allowing us to program our subconscious with desired futures. Believe it. The Bader-Meinhof phenomenon explains how our brains filter information based on what we've programmed as important, creating coincidences that support our goals. Do it. Visualization without action is merely daydreaming. Gottlieb demonstrated this by sneaking into an audition to perform for a Broadway director. Receive it. After months of preparation, her opening night felt like déjà vu, experiencing exactly what she had visualized earlier. Repeat it. The creation process requires consistent repetition, even after success. Staying focused on your evolved self guides you where you're meant to go, even if the destination differs from your original vision. After her Broadway tour ended, Gottlieb found herself single, jobless, and living in a tiny room after a painful breakup. Her mother's gift of Louise Hay's book with an affirmation about wholeness sparked a small shift. Seeking change, she dove into personal development, discovering that successful people experienced breakdowns before breakthroughs. She began journaling, "One day, I'll know why this happened," gradually shifting from negativity to gratitude. Through Gabby Bernstein's Choose Again method, she learned to notice negative thoughts, forgive them, and choose differently, recognizing her breakup as an opportunity to rebuild authentically. When pursuing her dream at Reebok Sports Club, she practiced future gratitude, writing journal entries as if accomplishments had already happened. "I'm grateful I'm a personal trainer at Reebok." Though Reebok eventually fired her for training private clients, she reframed it as happening for me instead of to me. Within a year, she built JLG Fitness into a thriving business with multiple trainers, celebrity clients, and online programs, a breakthrough impossible without her initial setback. Visualization and manifestation require the law of action to be effective. Creating vision boards without acting on opportunities makes you merely a daydreamer with empty results. James Altucher's Dare of the Day exercise builds confidence through daily discomfort. Your subconscious delivers these dares because it knows what you need, even when you feel unprepared. Each dare should make you think, "I can't do that." Once received, you're committed to completing it. Following this practice, Gottlieb returned to a gym that had fired her, reconnecting with a former trainer who introduced her to Chris Winfield, perfectly aligned with her connection word of the year. This meeting led to a partnership fulfilling her vision, working with her soulmate, speaking on stage, helping others grow businesses, and building an award-winning multi-million-dollar company. When you feel that intuitive nudge, the dare that both excites and terrifies you, take immediate action. The universe rewards courage with opportunities often exceeding your original vision. Though the path may differ from expectations, it leads to destinations beyond your imagination. Gottlieb shares the story of Dr. Nora, a qualified child psychologist with imposter syndrome who feared visibility. When Nora finally appeared on television, a mother with a suicidal teenager saw the segment, sought her help, and the daughter's life was saved. This example shows why visibility isn't optional. It's a responsibility. Your unique gifts are meant to serve others who need exactly what you offer. By hiding, you deprive others of the solution only you can provide. When camera nervousness strikes, Gottlieb uses HOP, help one person every day. Rather than thinking about speaking to thousands, she imagines talking to just one person who needs her message. Being seen isn't about follower counts, it's about impact. When you share your authentic story, you create ripples of possibility for others with similar challenges. Your visibility might literally save someone's life. Isn't that worth pushing through the fear?